I'd like to win one more title because it would be the record seven times women French champion. So that's a big goal.
Sophie Millier hopes to win the French Women's Championship for a seventh time. Currently, she holds the record with another six-time winner, Almira Skripchenko. Interestingly, Millier and Skripchenko, who are both international masters, drew their match in the recent annual Top 12 event in Brest, Western France. The annual tournament features the Top 12 French clubs, which compete for the best team tag. While Millier represents Grasse Échec, Skripchenko plays for Anier. One of the strongest club leagues in the world, the 11-round event attracts top talent not just from France, but from all over the world. That's because each club, which fields 8 players in a match, is allowed to hire the services of 4 foreign players. The other important rule is that each club has to have at least one French woman player in its team.
I think this has helped a lot because thanks to this rule, we can be a chess professional. I mean, it's a big part in our income, and there's a need to have a French woman player. I think this is necessary. Without this competition, I'm not sure I could be a professional player.
Skripchenko, who won the Women's European Crown in 2001, says this rule has contributed to the development of women's chess in France.
This obligation exists for quite a while, and I think it was adopted to encourage the French club to pay attention to women's chess, also to develop women's chess, and I think it's a very good idea. The French Chess Federation has developed the women's league as well. So if we would look at the women's chess in France maybe 20 years ago, and now we would see how much progress clubs they have done. So we have a lot of professional chess players, and the gap between female players and male players is actually not that important now. So we have a very strong national team. And I think all this is a fruit of the work which has been done and the incentive, such as to have one female board, the championship.
Interestingly, increasing participation is seen as crucial for the development of women's chess. A 2009 study showed that the difference in performance of the best men and women chess players can be attributed to the disparity in their participation levels. The study says that since a much greater number of men play chess, this could be the reason why women are underrepresented at the top level. Hu Yifan is the only woman who features in the world's 100 best chess players. One of the reasons for women's underparticipation could be because of the extremely challenging nature of chess as a professional career.
I think a lot of girls, like teenagers, well, they choose to do more studies because to be good at chess, it needs a lot of time of studying, and you really need to be involved into it full time. I think women tend to choose more like studies.
Skripchenko says chess is not an easy professional sport.
First of all, there is an issue of education. You have to choose between the academic career and then or professional chess career. Then also I think chess is a very difficult, violent sport. So there are also physical and physiological issues. So you have to work on your endurance quite a lot. And then there is a family issue. From my personal experience, I know that it's not easy to make all these comebacks after having children, and your priorities change, of course. So, but still, it's a very interesting path. So I think that it's maybe not so easy to encourage children in France to pursue a professional chess career, not only if you're a girl, also if you're a boy. I think the academic career has biggest advantages, of course, but it's a very interesting life.
But she says there is a lot more to chess than just money.
In chess, the amount of hard work is probably not compensated that well. But I think that when you're a kid and you start playing chess, well, once again, from my personal experience, I was never motivated by financial means. It was always about beautiful moves, beautiful games, and it also encourages other values, I think, than from the modern world. It's some old-fashioned values of aesthetical beauty, patience, concentration. So I think chess has a lot of things to teach the society, like the modern society, and to help kids also to be more motivated, concentrated, to have this analytical skills.
And she has made sure to teach the game to her children as she considers chess to be an important part of child education. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Brest, Western France.